Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning, sir.
Morning, Harbottle.
Morning, sir.
Well, what excuse have you got this morning, Harbottle?
What for, sir?
Being late.
Oh, the clock wasn't put back.
The what?
The clock wasn't put back.
The clock wasn't put back? Now, listen to me, Harbottle. I've listened to all your excuses for the past 40 years.
45, sir.
Well, 45, if you like. It seems more like 105 to me. Anyway, I've listened to your excuses, and at least most of them have been plausible. Let me see. There was the one you used to use every summer.
Which one was that, sir?
Or something about your mother making jam. That was it, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
And what was the answer to that one?
I had to go to the cemetery for the jars.
Oh, yes, yes. Very ingenious. And then there was another one about putting your pants on back to front, which made you walk backwards. And you walked a mile away from the school before you noticed it. You remember that one?
Yes, sir.
Yes, so having used up all the old excuses, you're trying a new one about the clock not being put back. Well, I've always given you credit, Harbottle, for inventing at least plausible excuses. I've even boasted about your excuses to my colleagues. I've held you up as an example of inventive genius. And now, after all these years, you let me down. So you're late because the clock wasn't put back, is that it?
Yes, sir.
Well, don't you realize, you idiot, that the clocks were put back on October the 8th?
Yes, sir.
And don't you understand also that if your clock hadn't been put back, it would still be an hour fast, in which case you'd have been too early?
Yes, sir.
Well, why do you say you're late because the clock wasn't put back?
I was, sir. You see, my mother takes my bedroom clock to pawn on Friday and gets it out on Monday. Only this morning she hadn't enough money to get it out.
Well, what about it?
Well, the clock wasn't put back.
Harbottle?
Yes, sir?
When you're in scout uniform, you wear good conduct stripes on your arm, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, one day you're going to make an excuse which I shan't believe. Do you know what'll happen then?
Yes, sir. You'll take away my stripes.
No, I shan't. I shall give you some more, but not on your arm. And you were late too, my boy. Any excuse?
No, sir.
Why not?
I'll bottle shoes some more.
Oh, well, you can do 100 lines for not being able to invent one.
All right, old cop.
What did you say?
I said it's a pity we don't pawn our clock.
Oh, well, that's all right. Well, what should we commence with today?
Leapfrog.
Leapfrog? I'm talking about lessons. It's not playtime yet, and if we play leapfrog, what's Harbottle going to do? We'll take geometry.
Why?
What?
I said why.
Well, what do you mean by why?
Why take geometry?
Because it's time you knew something about it.
I know as much about it as you do.
So do I.
Oh, do you? All right, Harbottle, you can tell us something about it. Go on.
The capital of France is Plastron, and it stands on the River Barmy.
What was that? What did you say?
The capital of France is Plastron, and it stands on the River Barmy.
The capital of France is Paris, you idiot, and it stands on the River Seine.
That's what I said.
You didn't say anything of the kind. And what's that got to do with geometry?
I thought you said geography.
I said geometry.
Well, what's that?
What, geometry? Well, it's...
Well, go on, what is it?
I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to Harbottle. Geometry, Harbottle, is about... Well, it's about...
It's about 12 o'clock. Can we go now?
No, you can't. Geometry's about...
It's about time you knew something about it.
I know all there is to know about it.
Do you?
Yes.
Right. Well, what's the pons essinorum?
What's the what?
What's the pons essinorum?
The pons...
The pons essinorum.
Well, I'm not here to answer conundrums.
That's not a conundrum. It's geometry.
I know. I was only joking.
All right. Well, what is it?
Well, it's rather difficult for me to explain.
I know it is. Well, go on. What's the pons essinorum?
Well, it's a place where you go to recuperate after you've been ill.
You're thinking of a sanatorium. Well, what's a hypotenuse?
A what?
A hypotenuse.
Oh, that's easy. Anybody knows what a hypotenuse is. Why, you know that, don't you, Harbottle?
Yes.
Well, what is a hypotenuse?
Another name for a chemist.
Nothing of the kind. You're thinking of Apollinaris. A hypotenuse is an animal which lives in Africa with a very thick skull.
With a what?
With a very thick skull.
No, a hypotenuse is the longest side of a triangle. Supposing you, Harbottle, and I form a triangle.
Yes?
I'd be the short side, Harbottle the longer side, and you would be the hypotenuse.
Oh, so I'm the hypotenuse.
Yes.
There you are, Harbottle. I'm the hypotenuse. Now do you know what a hypotenuse is?
Yes, sir.
Well, what is it?
It's an animal with a very thick skull.
Oh, you're hopeless. All right, well, dismiss for play, and don't be late back, both of you.